I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Building him up to be the czar of football, go dig into his past for anybody that's ever coached with him.
The Utah Utes headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again.
For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
The final countdown.
There's some similarities there, Scott.
Scott was just telling me.
Similarities?
Similarities.
Similarities.
We were just listening to that call when Greg Rebell said 10 is not coming, and I don't know, Scott, if you're comfortable revealing this, but it was a rough weekend for you.
Yeah, I wish the kidney stone was coming. Stayed right there, wouldn't leave.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So Scott kind of shows up for anything. Okay, he shows up for whatever, and this kidney stone about knocked him out. I forgot it was during all this. I remember it was during the season, but I didn't remember it was that weekend.
Yeah.
There you go.
Broadcasting the game with the
BYU
kidney stone.
BYU gets the win. Their kidney stone was Utah for all those years. They finally passed it. That too graphic?
After having a kidney stone and being on the other side of it where you lost for 10 years and winning.
It's similar.
Yeah, I would say the euphoria when the kidney stone was gone and beating BYU. It's pretty
about
close.
The same.
Yeah, about the same. So
that's not, it sounds like a real coachism. Y'all ever had one of those kidney stones? You know, when they like you're in there trying to pump you up and you're going, Coach, what are you talking about? I had too much Diet Coke one time. I had a kidney stone the size of this shoe here. That's not the guy you want to have pumping you up.
No.
Stop playing tobacco's game. Control your future. Get free nicotine patches and nicotine gum at waytoquit.org. waytoquit.org. College football countdown goes like this. 18 days to Utah State and UConn up at Maverick Stadium. 25 days to Utah versus Florida and BYU versus South Florida, both down there in Florida in the hot heat, in that sticky heat. Scott, the big news on the college football, I don't know if it becomes a realignment story because it has to do with TV deals.
Yes.
The Big Ten is reportedly finalizing media rights contracts with Fox Sports, CBS, and NBC. We also on the same day get news that ESPN is no longer in discussions with the Big Ten. That's a big loss for them. Now, ESPN has a massive relationship with the SEC, right? I mean, that's a big get for them. But this is also opening the door for the Pac-12. I guarantee that the Pac-12 got this news of the Big Ten falling off. They've been waiting for something to move on this. They've been waiting for the domino to fall with the Big Ten to see what was going to happen. And it would actually make a difference. And now the best case scenario was exactly what had happened, which is the Big Ten walks away from ESPN or ESPN walks away from them, however you want to put it. And the Pac-12 and Big 12 trying to secure rights with ESPN, this could be good for them because these are they're trying to. I don't know how much money is going to that ESPN is going to be offering, but CBS by itself in this deal for the Big Ten is apparently shelling out $350 million by themselves every year. Well, that's not NBC. That's not Fox Sports. Fox Sports, I bet. I'm betting that Fox Sports is bigger than that. Maybe in the $500 to $600 million range.
CBS is out of the game, right? They're a part of college football, part of, you know, college basketball. I mean, that's a big deal for them. But they realize the cash cow is football.
Right.
Like, it is just football. And everyone who understands television in general, football is a big deal. And there's this discussion to have NBC and Fox potentially piggybacking college football games on Saturdays and Sundays with NFL games. And you'd have to go, wow, that, you know, that would certainly create much, much more interest. I mean, you got your college football fan that goes, yeah, I'll tune in to, and maybe I don't watch NFL games, but now I do. And you got the NFL fan that goes, hey, I'll tune in for both of these, getting an NFL game on a Saturday. I think it's a brilliant, you know, when I saw this, I'm like, that's a brilliant move right there. So you kind of go, yeah, we don't really need ESPN for that. But then on the other side of it, ESPN now has more money, right? Because they're not necessarily with the Big Ten. And so that potentially could just mean bigger money for the Pac-12, because ESPN, college game day, that's college football.
Yeah.
Right? And if you have the ability, because ESPN, if they get behind something, I think BYU is a really good example of that. ESPN had a great and has a great relationship with BYU. And in this era of independence for BYU, I think ESPN was a lifeline. I think it, in a lot of ways, probably saved the program. And it wasn't
a massive, it wasn't an insane amount of money.
But it was a lifeline.
Yeah.
And having that partnership, I think, and a willingness to promote BYU and put BYU on TV at ESPN was a big deal. And ESPN can move the needle with sports and with college football, and they can do it in a partnership with the Big 12 and the Pac-12 because, quite frankly, this impacts both of BYU and Utah. And so in some regards, you go, NBC, Fox could potentially tie NFL games into college football, but ESPN just they are definitely college football. You know, college game day gets it all kicked off for everyone. Everyone dials into that. That is kind of what's going on in college football, and to have that and to promote that like ESPN can is something that, you know, hopefully would help improve the image of the Pac-12 and the Big 12.
Here's the Stuart Mandel actually tweeted out about it. He said, you can see it now starting in 2023 with this deal falling through or ESPN not jumping on with the Big Ten. Big Ten on Fox, Big Ten on CBS, Big Ten on NBC. So you have noon Eastern, obviously. Noon Eastern kickoff, Big Ten on Fox.
Yep.
And then 3:30 Eastern, Big Ten on CBS.
Yep.
7:30 Eastern, Big Ten on NBC.
Yep.
Now, there's a West Coast time in there, too. I mean, once you start to talk about a late game probably out here, that would be interesting probably. And that might even add something as well. We'll see. And then it says, and then starting a year later, ESPN will counter with this programming. SEC on ABC and ESPN at noon, 3:30 SEC on ABC, ESPN, 7:30 SEC on AC, or the ACC on ABC and ESPN. That's pretty – I mean, it's fascinating to see this battle because these are the two biggest conferences, obviously, now. And everybody's fighting for those eyeballs that are coming out of those places.
Yeah, and I think everyone sees the value of it. And so it'll be an interesting thing that plays out. I saw this thing as well. Peyton Manning has a production company called Omaha.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And he signed a deal with Pat McAfee, and they're streaming 6 big-time college football games with ESPN similar
to the Manning brothers, yeah,
similar way. And Pat McAfee's the guy who's actually the host. So instead of Peyton Manning and Eli for pro games, it's going to be Pat McAfee doing six big time college football games. So you're seeing kind of more of this out of the box type of broadcasting, different kind of relationships and partnerships. That, you know, the streaming is going to continue to be a bigger and bigger deal. And really, you know, maybe that just bodes well for everyone, and that there's more money in different places, because college football on the whole is a great thing, and it doesn't have to be consolidated into just a few people.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. When we return, truth or falsehood. True or false, coming up around the corner. Scott and I both have a couple to throw at each other, plus some audio out of BYU and their fall camp going on. We've got more to go right here on the program. Stay with us. Unravel continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.